has a special list. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. warning that Russian President Putin has come up with a list of Ukrainians he wants to be killed or sent to camps. Violence increasing in areas of eastern Ukraine that are being held by Russian-backed separatists. More than 150,000 Russian troops still situated along Ukraine's border. Russian forces staying put in Belarus, despite an initial statement that they would leave.
In Belarus, Russian forces were supposed to be going home following the completion of joint military exercises. Belarus's defense minister made it official. Those Russian forces are staying. Recall the invasion of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula 8 years ago, done under the guise of an exercise like this. Officials think eastern Ukraine could be the next major Russian offensive.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden saying he will meet with Russian President Putin if there is no invasion of Ukraine. The Customs and Border Protection monthly update revealing a massive jump in border crossings last month.
U.S. Border Patrol is saying that they are still seeing large groups of migrants popping up here in certain areas along the southern border, groups traveling together in various sectors where they pop up. And as we have been reporting, some of them turn themselves into authorities, others do not. And here in La Jolla, Texas, agents running after migrants. We saw them try and hide, but ultimately they were unsuccessful. Our team saw at least 15 or so who were taken into custody.
Fox's Casey Stiegel, Border Patrol seizing an increased amount of fentanyl. Major snowfall and ice expected across the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes. The storm may also bring severe thunderstorms from the southern plains to the Tennessee Valley. And 23-year-old NASCAR Cup rookie Austin Cindric winning the Daytona 500 while winding his way through two crashes in the last 10 laps. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
The trial of three former police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights continuing Monday in Minnesota.
Two of three former Minneapolis police officers, Tu Tao and J. Alexander King, told jurors last week that they did what they were trained to do, deferring to their superior, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, during George Floyd's arrest in 2020. Tao is saying his role was to control traffic and onlookers. A use of force expert also testified that MPD's training to intervene was inadequate. Tao, King, and Thomas Lane are charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights and face state criminal charges in Minneapolis. Later this summer, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's time to upgrade your phone. AT&T ending its 3G service for customers this week.
3G wireless was all the rage when it debuted nearly 20 years ago. It was really the first widely adopted high-speed mobile broadband standard that allowed data fast enough for streaming and better quality voice calls. That in turn led to the explosion of the smartphone market and a surge in the use of text messaging. And now 3G is going offline. Most likely, your device that you have now are on 4G or 5G networks anyway. AT&T will turn their network off Tuesday to make electromagnetic space for more 5G uses and beyond. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Pope Francis thanking healthcare workers in a message from the Vatican Sunday.
In his weekly appearance from a window of the Apostolic Palace overlooking St. Peter's Square, the Pontiff calling healthcare workers heroes, and not just for their service during the coronavirus pandemic, but every day. He then asked the faithful in St. Peter's Square to join him in public applause for what he termed a great thank you for healthcare workers, including volunteers who care for the sick. Hundreds joined him. Italy marking Sunday as a national day to pay tribute to healthcare workers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And make way for Team LeBron. They won Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.